Title: Why, How, and When Cats May Trump an Expired CBA. When it comes to making unilateral changes, the relationship between MV Transportation and Raytheon Network. Content: From time to time, employers trigger labor disputes when they make unilateral changes in working conditions. Unions objecting to such changes often complain to the NLRB, claiming a change to be mandatory bargaining subjects and that the employer's change without prior bargaining violates the NLRA's sections 8A, 5, and D. Late last year, in MV Transportation, 368 NLRB No. 66, 2019, the NLRB addressed this issue and held that an employer's unilateral change did not violate the Act, W, here, A, contract, S, language, arguably, covers the act in question, thus contractually authorizing the employer to make the complaint of unilateral change. This clarifying rule of board law came to be known as the contract coverage doctrine. 1. As a result of MV, unions could no longer avail themselves of the board to remedy such contract-covered unilateral changes. Instead, they were forced to pursue their claims through their contractual grievance and arbitration procedures or to simply drop the issue. Left unanswered by MV was the question of whether the contract coverage doctrine applied to unilateral changes made after a collective bargaining agreement, CBA, expired on April 21. The board addressed this issue in Nexstar Broadcasting Incorporated, 369 NLRB No. 61, answering the question in the negative and holding that, absent explicit contract language to the contrary, CBA provisions do not survive the expiry of a contract and that once a CBA expires an employer may not make unilateral changes in working conditions unless and until it satisfies the requirements of the CATS rule. In NLRB v. CATS, 369 U.S. 736, 1962, the Supreme Court held that an employer whose CBA has expired violates Section 8A of 5 if, without first bargaining to impasse, it unilaterally changes a term or condition of employment. This obligation arises out of the NLRA, and not the party's expired CBA. Thus, once a CBA expires, an employer has a statutorily imposed duty to maintain the status quo until its bargaining obligation is either satisfied by way of a new CBA or it is suspended while the bargaining parties are at a bargaining impasse. Because this status quo obligation arises not out of the party's expired CBA but by operation of law, the NLRB concluded that the contract coverage standard could not provide a defense to unilateral changes made following a CBA's expiration. Accordingly, employers whose expired CBA contains a broad management rights clause or some other type of enabling language may not rely on that language to justify their post-expiration changes in working conditions. On the other hand, the board has also found that an employer makes no change within the meaning of CATS when it continues to do what it has done in the past, even though a CBA has expired and regardless of whether a CBA was in effect at the time of the employer's past acts. For example, in Raytheon Network Centric Systems, 365 NLRB No. 161, 2017, the board recently sustained an employer's unilateral change in medical plans after contract expiration, holding that an employer may be free to make post-expiration unilateral modifications in working conditions without prior bargaining if those modifications are consistent with similar prior unilateral actions, especially when taken at and or about the same time in prior years. In the board's view, unilateral actions constitute a change within the meaning of CATS only if they materially differ from what has occurred in the past. Thus, unilateral changes consistent with established and proven past practice do not constitute a genuine alteration of established working conditions and, thus, do not constitute true changes in the status quo within the meaning of CATS. An employer may, therefore, make such unilateral modifications, notwithstanding the expiration of its CBA and even though the employer and the union may actively be bargaining over a new CBA and are not at a bargaining impasse. Takeaways from MV Transportation, Nexstar, and Raytheon, where a CBA contains language that arguably authorizes an employer to make changes in working conditions without prior bargaining with its union. The employer's unilateral action will probably not constitute a violation of the NLRA. Where a CBA containing language that enables an employer